All right, good morning and welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is August 22, 2023. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. Hope it is amazing wherever you are at. It is Tuesday, getting the week going. I was off yesterday. I tried to do a podcast yesterday and just wasn't feeling it. So I walked away. I left it halfway done and walked away, and I just deleted it. So whatever I said yesterday is history. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Some days I'll sit down. You know what? Part of the problem was I got a comment on my Facebook page, which wasn't very nice, which I didn't really appreciate. Not necessary. didn't have to say that, but it is sort of part of the game. Anytime you try to do anything that involves the public, you're always going to have somebody that has to come at you. But, you know, it's funny. The reason I'm sober today, obviously, is because I am a huge drinker. But I tell you what, man, this program and recovery and working with others, other great men and women who are examples to me, have taught me that, you know, I don't have to go on somebody's Facebook page today and write some dumb shit and hurt their feelings. Ain't that a fact? The shit show does go on. And yeah, you're gonna come across people. You know, when I first started doing podcasting, and obviously I have a very small little podcast, not a big deal, right? We're not here to change the world, just sit down and chat a bit. But I had a lot of people that would come to me and say, hey, I want to start a podcast. What do I need to do? And I'd be like, you know, as far as equipment, you know, these are the things that I used, whatever I could do, obviously, to help get them to at least where I got, right? Just at least to sit down, record something, and post it, right? The rest is up to, you know, the people out there and obviously the quality of your podcast and whatever. But, you know, I could help a little bit. But the one, you know, everybody would say, oh, you know, I want to do this and I want to do that and I want to make a lot of money. And I'm like, you can't do this for the money. If you can do something that's really good and a lot of people love it and somehow you figure out how to get paid for it, that's awesome. But you can't just do it for money. It's not one of those businesses. It's not like the more wood you chop, the more money you make, right? It is a tough business and there's a lot of people out there and they have opinions. And, you know, I remember doing this other podcast and this guy kept attacking me through Facebook. He's a troll. He's what he is. He's just a troll. They're out there, right? I used to be a troll. You know, I used to be the guy that would, if I didn't like, I'm so grateful that I am sober today and not living in the bottle during the internet, because I would be that guy that would probably get drunk and then criticize people, right? Or write dumb shit, right? All that stuff that the next day where you're like, I'm sorry about last night, right? It's like all these things I don't have to worry about today. You know, besides just all the amazing, you know, no drinking and driving, no, you know, getting in fights with your family, no, you know, losing your job, no crashing your car, all of that shit that came from when we were drinking and doing our things, you know, obviously those are out of the picture, but it's the little things, right? You know, this guy says that, you know, I don't know exactly what he said, basically just telling me that, you know, I should just quit. I should quit podcasting and I'm a waste of space. And, he might be right, you know. And I wrote back, you're right, you know, you might be right, man. But I'm going to keep trying, right? I'm just going to keep trying and enjoy sitting down. I have a lot of people that reach out to me and say they enjoy the podcast. So I'm, you know, but, you know, that's why I'm sober today. You know, it's obviously all the big reasons, of course, but it's the little things. You know, I don't have to write on someone's Facebook page, hey, man, why don't you shut up, right? Or, hey, you're this, or, hey, you're that. I don't have to do it. I can refrain from comments like that. And in the end, I'm so grateful because those are terrible things to drag around. Even though in that state, when I was possessed by a devil back in those days, all my bad behavior was justified. But today I don't have to be like that, right? I can say, hey, you know, because I could have even, you know, called this guy a bunch of names and stuff. And I just was like, man, I agree. You know, you might be right, but I'm just going to keep working on it. I'm just going to keep trying to get better at it. And if you don't like it, then don't listen, right? You know, it's hard to discuss recovery because it's such an anonymous deal, right? We don't, whether it's in an AA program, right, which is all anonymity, you know, it's really all should be anonymity, right? And so it's hard to talk about people, right, and their problems. That's not cool. So who better to talk about than myself, right? I have been at the bottom, and today I'm an average human. There's nothing special about me. I just, luckily today, I am surviving. I'm a survivor of a fatal disease, right? And people ask me how you do it, right? And you always say, one day at a time. But it does take time, right? And it takes, you know, there's a grind, and there's some ups and some downs and some high points and some low points. And it's all, you know, hoping one day at a time that we don't pick up the drink again. And that really is what this podcast is about. Just sharing my daily, you know, whether I do it every day or whatever I do, but just the struggle. It's real. And so I appreciate you letting me share. And I'm going to keep sharing. I'm going to keep doing it. And I say, if you do not like it, do not listen. That's the awesome part about it, right? That is the awesome. Well, the funny thing is the guy's like, you spend hours a week. I mean, he probably listens to every podcast, right? He just can't refrain from saying something cruel. And I will say that I have not really, as far as this podcast goes, I've really had nobody say anything negative to me. So thank you. I appreciate that. I know some people listen, so thank you for that as well. But listen, this is really about myself trying to stay sober. And if I can share a little of my story, then that's what that's about as well. You know, just let's get sober, man. Let's get sober. Let's stay sober. And let's enjoy this amazing life that we get because we're free of drugs and alcohol, which I am so grateful for today. Another thing going on, a few things going on. Another thing that this is the week, this is the anniversary, 9 years that my sponsor passed. And I've said this before, I'm not exactly sure the date. I think it might be August 19th. But it's like the week he passed. He died this week, sometime this week, because he was in India and the communication was strange. But I do know that he's gone and it's been 9 years and it still sucks, right? He used to say you get 3 days to mourn and then everything after that is you're making it about yourself. So I really am not going to make this about me, but I do miss him. But man, you know, life has changed so much since he's passed. In 9 years, the world has changed. At least my world has changed so much. I think back to when he passed and the people that were in my life and what life was like then. You know, this is all prior to the pandemic. You know, the pandemic changed a lot of people, changed a lot of my friendships, changed a lot of my relationships. It's like a whole new world. And I often wonder how he would handle this life. And I'm sure he would do it one day at a time, right? Same thing as he always did. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. I owe my life to that guy. And because he saved it, and he really didn't do shit, right? He really didn't do anything. He just was a great example, right? And he had a way of sharing stories about himself that would have me understand how that same sort of situation was going on in my own life, right? He didn't say, this is what you should do. He would say, this is what I did when I did that, right? It wasn't always about trying to fix me. It was sharing stories of how he changed himself to fix that situation. And I, you know, lead by example, right? Do as I do, not as I say. And that is, he was that guy that made me want to do as he did, right? And I'll always be indebted to him for that, and I miss him every day. And the world changed, man. I've shared this before. That day he died, man, the whole world just like stopped. And, you know, but we get through it, right? Thank God I had the time I had with him, and I was able to, you know, learn the things that I learned because I wanted to learn it, right? He was a great example, but he created an environment for me to want to learn about getting sober. You know, it's one thing when you meet a guy that's sober that hasn't really done much, right? It's weird when someone gets sober and then doesn't take advantage of the opportunity. You know, one of the biggest regrets I have in my life is that I wasted so much of my life under the influence of drugs and alcohol. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't change anything. I don't have any regrets, but, you know, where would I be today? I don't know. Right. I'm very grateful for where I am at today. But man, I wasted a lot of time. So, you know, let's make the most of it. Went to a meeting last night, and typical Monday morning or Monday night meeting, usually on the steps. It's been a weird couple weeks because whether it's a newcomer, anniversaries, but we keep jumping around. And last night we were supposed to do the second half of the four step, but one of our group members, right, a home group member, celebrated 22 years. And we voted. We're like, hey, should we read or should we let him just share his story and then we'll share about it? And everyone's like, let him share, no reading. I think everybody's a little burned out on reading this on reading the 12 steps, but it was great. He shared his story and, you know, another success case, right? At least for today. But what's great about him is that I love how he talks about his shortcomings. He's like, you know, I got a lot of shortcomings and some of them I still like, right? It's picking and choosing, right? Changing until the pain stops, right? We change when the pain becomes too much. And, you know, I think as a person that's gone through these steps and spent some time, I've learned that, right? There were certain things I just didn't really address until the pain became too much. And then you got to sort of address them. And a lot of that falls short in our shortcomings, right? Our character defects. I believe that character defects are one thing. Shortcomings are just not quite finishing up on the character defect. Sort of how I picture it. Other people have it a different way, but basically it's all shit I need to work on. You know, I used to talk about that story with Matt where I'd go over to his house and all my character defects would come out on my way over there. But as soon as he came outside of his house, you know, I would put all of my character defects away and start acting like I had better character. And, but I would start to see that, you know, and I would start to change my ways and try to behave and act better when I wasn't around him. Right? And then slowly, you just sort of transition from a guy like that or a group, right? G-O-D, group of drunks, good orderly directions, a good sponsor. And then we just start to shift over into letting God, right, be our higher power, our sponsor. The problem with God being our sponsor is God's everywhere, supposedly. You know, at least I could have my time without Matt and have my, you know, sort of, you know, kick up some dust. But when your sponsor is God, he's always watching. And, you know, I mean, right. But I don't know. So that's been a weird week. I've been thinking about that. I'm also trying not to make a big deal out of it. It's been 9 years. You know, when you know, like the first few years, you know, were a little tough. But 9 years later, you know, Matt was great. Matt lived the life that any human would want to live. I can promise you that. He got the most out of it. And he died doing exactly what he wanted to do, right? Being on a motorcycle and over in India, being with his family. You know, that's lucky bastard, right? Good job. Wish we would have had him for a little longer. But, you know, you get what you get. And you don't get upset. But, yeah, so despite the fact that we did not read, it was on the second half of the four step. You know, and I, you know, I shared last night, the four step, these steps are so, they're so awesome, right? If I look at these steps as a person that basically had no clue on how to live life, these steps are amazing, right? But if you're a person that has it all figured out, you probably don't find as much, you don't get as much out of these steps. But I remember, you know, a moral inventory. I had no morals, right? And when I first came into the program as a victim of alcoholism, I had trouble looking at these things because I was in my frame of mind was different. But when I finally, you know, ended up becoming, when I finally got Matt to be my sponsor and we started working these things together, I started to sort of understand a little bit more because there was also, not only did I get to have Matt as my sponsor, but there was a shift in my life as well. You know, I'd been sober 5 years, went out and drank, and had that real moment that I had never had before, right? The first time I got sober, I escaped a situation, which was explaining why I'd been beat up, right? There was a pride and ego played a role in that move. But today, or at that, you know, 5 years later, after everybody left and I'd lost everything and the disease had really separated me from everything that was important and got me right where it needed me, I had this moment where I'm like, I really need this program, right? It's not that I have to, I get to. And when I started to believe that and started to think that I get to do this instead of that I have to, it changed my whole thinking, right? It changed my whole thinking. It made me address things like, you know, writing stupid comments on people's Facebook pages. Not necessary, right? Not necessary. It is a huge gift, and I am very, very grateful for it, and I'm grateful that I had a guy like Matt that was able to help me. And but the fourth step is very important, right? It is this moral inventory, right? It does allow, like my buddy said, Gary, on the eighth and ninth step, you know, it's a list of things we are capable of. Yeah. It's the day I put down the drink, a lot of dumb, bad behavior ended, right? Because a lot of my dumb, bad behavior happened while I was under the influence, right? And so as soon as I stopped being under the influence, a lot of dumb shit stopped happening. But there was a lot of time in my day back then that I would spend in just regret and sadness and shame and guilt and anxiety, right? There's a big portion of my life that I had a lot of bad actions, and then there was a big portion of my life that I had a lot of bad thinking due to my bad actions, right? It's sort of like that third step, you know, turned our will and our lives over to the care of a higher power. Our will is our thinking and our lives is our actions. You know, I spent a lot of my time bad thinking. Definitely a lot of my times bad actions, which bad actions in turn led to more bad thinking. It's all negative. It's all devil shit to me. You know, the longer and longer I am that I'm sober, the more and more I feel like I was possessed by the devil. And when I work with people that are you know, new to the program, you know, and that devil's still there, right? We haven't quite chased it out yet, you know, and the not wanting to deal with God and work around, you know, higher power and stuff like that. Of course the devil's going to say that. But we do get better if we try, right? If we try. Yeah, let me see. I got to work today, so I got a long day, big day today, which is good, man. You know, I shared a couple weeks ago the struggles that I was going through with finances in the salon. It was more like fear, just inconvenience, really, what was going on. I shared about it. I worked on it. I've been working on it. I've made adjustments. I dug in. I pulled my fucking head out of the sand. And I'm starting to see results. I have become very... I was always busy, but I'm very busy, right? I'm working more on Mondays. I'm working on more on my days off. And I'm digging out. There is hope. If you... First of all, I had to recognize it, right? I had to talk about it. And then I had to go into action. And, you know, you can't do the same... The same person can't do the same thing and expect different results, right? I had to change something. You know, I had... First thing I had to do was share about it and talk about it and just get it out there, because I'd really been carrying it around in my head and this fear, and it was multiplying and I was getting anxiety, and I just had to share about it. And it turns out, just like most of the things, it's my fault. Right? I get in a certain place and I become complacent, right? Or I get lazy, or I just feel like, oh, it'll all work out. I'm sober. It'll all work out. I still have to work at it. I still have to show up. And I'm working at it, man. I'm working at it. I'm watching the money. We're getting the money build back up a little bit. There's hope, right? There's hope. We may survive. But, man, now I'm like, man, I could go on a trip, right? This is the dumbest shit, you know. You figure out how to dig yourself out of a hole, and it isn't but a couple days later, and that voice starts showing up wondering how we can dig ourselves back into the hole. And so now I'm dealing with that, right? There is a big race coming up in New Jersey that I sort of want to go to, but I don't want to spend the money. So I don't know. I'm like, I've been working a lot. I can afford it, but whatever. Let's see. I wanted to read a Daily Reflections and see if we can learn something today. Here, seeking emotional stability, August 22nd. When we developed still more, we discovered the best possible source of emotional stability to be God Himself. We found that dependence upon His perfect justice, forgiveness, and love was healthy, and that it would work where nothing else would. If we really depended upon God, we couldn't very well play God to our fellows, nor would we feel the urge wholly to rely on human protection and care. If we really depend upon God, we couldn't very well play God to our fellows, nor would we feel the urge. Yeah, that happens though, right? I remember it happens a lot. You get sober and all of a sudden you want to save the room. So, yeah, I get it. That was 12 Steps, 12 Traditions, page 116. All my life I depend on people for emotional needs and security, but today I cannot live that way anymore. By the grace of God, I have admitted my powerlessness over people, places, and things. I had been a real people addict. Wherever I went, there had to be someone who would pay some kind of attention to me. It was kind of an attitude that could only get worse, because the more I depended on others and demanded attention, the less I received. I have given up believing that any human power can relieve me of my empty feeling. Although I remain a fragile human being who needs to work AA steps to keep this particular principle before my personality, it is only a loving God who can give me inner peace and emotional stability. Yeah. And how that, you know, for me, how that works is that, you know, the willingness, right? If I'm willing, then I have humility. If I am not willing, that means that I'm full of self. There is a voice, there is something in me that is telling me no. Devil, maybe devil talk, right? But if I say I'm not listening to you, I'm going to take a humble, I'm going to believe I have faith. That is humility. That is love. I believe that it's all love. It's just fear that fucks us up, right? And if I can be strong enough to ignore the fear, right? It's like when you go to a wedding, right, and everybody's dancing, and you're standing around with a bunch of non-dancing men, while all the fun people are out on the dance floor. And you're like wanting to go dance, and one of your friends is like, don't go dance. Stay here with me. I don't know how to dance. Don't leave me. And you're like, I want to dance. don't leave me, don't leave me. And you're like, fuck it. I want to dance. I do not care. I want to have fun. I want to be part of something. It's the same thing. It's sort of how my recovery works. Don't go to that meeting. Don't say anything. You know, that disease, that devil wants to keep you quiet. Keep all that shit inside. So it sits around and creates like mental cancer. You got to get out. You just got to do it. I remember when I got sober, that was the first thing that I started doing. I remember going dancing, right? Trying new food. I mean, I had really restricted my life so much that I just wanted to try everything. Dancing was one of them. I remember going to weddings and dancing, and I just did not care. I don't care about anything anymore. I'd do whatever. You know, back in the day, you know, if I wasn't in perfect shape, I would never take off my shirt. Today, I'm not in perfect shape. I like paddling without my shirt on. I don't care what I look like. I enjoy the freedom, just the air, you know, the sunshine, just being on me. And I just remember I wouldn't have done that before, especially when I was drinking. I was so out of shape. But, you know, I just don't care what anybody thinks of me anymore. That was my buddy Matt. He did not care what anybody thought of him. He just did what he liked to do. Now, he lived a good life. You know, it's not like he's, you know, I'm Matt, I'm going to do dumb shit. You know, he lived a decent life, and he did great things. But he did not care. I mean, he rolled to the beat of his own drum, and that drum was a sober drum, and that was awesome. So, yeah, I've given up believing that any human power can relieve me of that empty feeling. That's right. God, that's what it relieves us of, that empty feeling. Yeah, anyway, that's sort of what's been going on. I don't have too much going on. You know, summer's ending, fall's starting. I have been thinking about what it's going to be like paddling out in the cold again. But whatever, that is so far away right now. And I have to just be careful. Stay in the day. That's the message, people. Stay in the day. We are safe there. All right. I hope everyone has a great day, and I will catch you later. Bye-bye. You're the world's strongest man. Just drop the ball, and the tent's caving in from the weight of it all. Yeah, the lion's at the cage, puppets in a rage. Out here we're wobbling on